is phenomenal, even though things have still been up and down in her life. So I'm not talking about perfection here, but God has transformed her. Just when I was sitting there, I just got a real sense that, do you know, there are already lots of apostles here, and I haven't made that kind of clear. There are people here who are already being great apostles. There are already people here that are going out and are meeting people and doing all sorts of things in all kinds of ways. And I really want to encourage you. You guys are already going out. You guys are already apostles. To keep on keeping on. Because sometimes it's quite difficult. And there's times when I just think, I don't want to do this anymore. I'd quite like to just settle back now, because some of the challenges are too much. And if you feel like that, if you feel like, well, I'm doing all that, Ali, don't stand up the front and tell me what I'm doing. That's exactly what I am doing. And do you know what? It's quite hard. So I just want you guys to be encouraged today and to pray for you. And perhaps you guys who find that easy, the going out, perhaps you could be the people who encourage others to join you, or maybe pray for you. Maybe you feel like, do you know, I can't really do those kind of things. But what I could do is God has gifted me with a bit of finance that I could put into helping people. God has gifted me with the time to be at home and to pray. We are partners in the gospel together. It's a combined effort of our different gifts, of our different availability. So I want to just pray for you all now as we wonder how God's calling us to respond or to hear his voice. Father, I thank you for this lovely church family here at Eastleigh. Lord, I thank you for this witness that they have been in this community over the last 128 years. Wow, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the ways in which all sorts of things have happened in this town and this community because of this Christian witness here, because of your presence through this body of Christ here in this place, and we thank you for that. And Lord, today we just say we want more. We want more of being able to bless this community. We want more of being able to serve. We want more of seeing your kingdom come in this place. And Lord, in those famous words, here I am, send me. Lord, I thank you for those who already are very active as sent out ones. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them this morning, that you would pour out your spirit on them this morning. That you would lift their spirits, Lord. That you would open more doors to them and encourage them. Lord, I pray for those who want to be apostles but are kind of standing slightly on the edge and wondering what it is that you're calling them to do. Lord, make that clear to them. Speak to them, Lord. For those who know what it is that you're calling them to do but maybe are scared or lack the courage or confidence, Lord, those words of be strong and very courageous. Give them those words, Lord. And Father, for those of us who are maybe sitting here thinking, I can't be going out actively and physically in those ways that you're saying, Ali, Lord, I pray that you will show us what our role is through prayer, through encouragement, through people that you bring into our homes that we interact with. Lord, we know that we are all important parts of your family. And so, Lord, empower us today that we may go in your name. And we thank you, Lord, that you don't call us to do anything that you have not done already in coming from heaven to earth, to step into our world, into our realities. Lord, please give us the strength to step into the worlds of others, to love, bless, and serve them with your love. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.